Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Dreamers by Broken Crown Productions. Episode 3. Convergence.
Lily! Hey, Lily. How you been?
Oh, hey. Sorry I'm late.
I called you like 10 times this morning. I thought you'd want a ride.
I must have slept in.
No kidding. It's just that you dipped pretty early yesterday, and I wanted to make sure we're still cool after...
Yeah, we're cool. I'm late for class, Chris. I gotta go.
Right. It's just, if it wasn't good for you...
Ooh! My shoes, queer. Trying to make me go blind?
They're Dolce & Gabbana.
Women's department, no doubt.
What the hell, Jared? Try not to be such a prick, okay?
Oh, but he likes it. Isn't that right, Chris?
Christopher...
Don't let him talk to you like that. And Jared, don't say queer like it's an insult in the 21st century. Reactionary politics don't look good on you.
You better watch out, Christopher. I think your girlfriend's gunning for me.
I'll fucking shoot you if that's what you mean. I don't go for 5 out of 10s who pick up my friends and turn basketball into their identity.
She's got a temper, huh? Good luck with this one.
Thanks.
Good luck with your 3-point average, Jared Bear, and maybe the junior team will make it to the finals next year.
Oh, fuck off.
Jesus, Lily, that was awesome.
What the hell, Chris? Why would you thank him for being such a god-awful moron?
I don't like confrontation.
Well, I'm not going to be here next year to watch your back, so you better take notes.
It wasn't that big of a deal. He just complimented my shoes.
They're Dolce & Gabbana.
Mint condition.
He called you a slur, Christopher. That definitely qualifies as a big deal in my books.
Oh, come on. I don't take that shit seriously. Especially since we're together. I mean, we are still together, right?
Don't be so dramatic. Of course we're still together.
So, can we talk about yesterday then?
Not now. I've got to go to class.
Right. I'll let you go.
See you later, okay?
Catch you on the flip side, I guess.
What in God's name did you do last night?
Relax, the dream went great. Even with all the weird shit, I really think I came through with this one.
Oh, you think so? You completely rerouted her subconscious with that song, which I specifically told you not to use.
It's not like I had a choice. She wasn't following the script anyway, and the nightmares kept creeping back in. I had to improvise the whole thing. At least I got her back on track, right?
Oh, you don't get brownie points for finishing the scene, Jonah. Something went seriously wrong last night.
She just forgot to take her meds.
No, it is bigger than that. No one understands how her subconscious could have ended up here. And we've got a whole team of sleep specialists looking into it. But we can't change what happened. A client's subconscious entered the reverie. She saw us, Jonah. She saw me.
Oh, right.
In the meantime, you're on probation. We both are.
What? You're joking. I can't be on probation. I just got my big break. Why am I being punished for a fluke in the system?
Well, it's your fault for bringing up that stupid song.
I mean, I didn't know.
Not really the point.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What's the deal with probation?
The writers have insisted that we come up with some new information before Miss Bliss's next fantasy in order to keep her fixated on your romantic endeavors. The order was signed by Director Lovett himself. So you know they mean business.
Is that the guy from the realism department?
No. I'm talking about executive director Bruce Lovett, Jonah. He's in charge of the entire production unit.
Oh, shit. Okay. So what kind of information do we need?
We are looking for something stored deep in Miss Bliss's subconscious. There's still plenty to learn about this girl. It turns out she's a bit of an enigma. Our job now is to decode her desires.
Isn't this whole situation big enough to get a real team on board? Why would they give it to us?
I don't know. But I get the feeling this is a setup. The bosses are pissed, Jonah. I think they want us to fail. They made it pretty clear that if we didn't find anything, we'd no longer be of service to the Reverie.
Oh, no, I can't lose this job. How much time do we have?
5 days until she's scheduled for another fantasy.
5 days. Okay, that's not bad. We can dig up some juicy nuggets in 5 days.
We better. She's got a week of demon-filled nightmares coming her way, so whatever we find better be good enough to win her back from that.
Damn, this girl can't catch a break.
Neither can you after last night. Get to work, Jonah.
None of this adds up.
What's that?
It's just... Don't you think it's weird that so much of Lily's personal information is missing from her dreamscape? There are huge gaps in her file, and so many pieces are mixed up. Like, here. We know her dad left when she was 13, but we don't know why. We don't even know his name. She just thinks of him as Dad.
I don't see why that's relevant.
Well, it's relevant because that song that got us in trouble was a lullaby that he used to sing for her.
That's interesting. How'd you figure that out?
When I was putting those lyrics together, it was like layered with voices and emotions. I didn't realize why until I heard who I assume was her dad singing it the exact same way when she ended up here.
That's some pretty good detective work.
If her biggest fears stem from her abandonment, why is she romanticizing something her asshole father did? And why don't we know anything about him anyway? I hope I'm not alone here in thinking that it was pretty fucking weird when she thought I was him for a minute.
No, you're right. That was strange and definitely not scripted. But I don't think it's unusual that we're missing information about him. Sometimes the Reverie censors part of a patient's file if they think it's too personal.
So it's okay to tap into these people's dreams without their consent. But we draw the line when things get too personal.
I am not going to discuss that with you, Jonah. You're not playing her dad. You're not supposed to be anyway. I don't even know how you found that song. I just wish you listened to me when I said drop it.
Miranda, I've spent my whole life in the dramatic arts, and I care about the characters that I play. I thought that the song was going to calm her down, and honestly, I think it did. The dream turned into a good one, even though she was doubting herself.
Only after she showed up here and ruined everything!
Well, I don't know why that happened, do I? I was just trying to help.
Why would you care about helping her?
Well, she's clearly going through a lot. And it really fucks me up to think about how much those nightmares have affected her. I kind of want to make it right.
You're a saint.
Well, it's a lot of pressure too, you know, to get the call up like this. I wanted to prove that I was up for the job. When I found that song, I thought this could be a big moment for me.
Right. Always the undertone of self-interest with you.
It's not like I was actually going to use it until everything went to shit in her dream. I've never dealt with something like that. What was I supposed to do, Miranda?
Literally anything else. You had to go and totally reroute her subconscious in order to prove yourself?
That was never my intention. Come on, Miranda. I'm working my ass off here trying to fix this. I don't want to mess with her anymore.
You better keep reading then. I don't want to waste any more time on probation.
All right, well, I'll do my best to dig out another masterpiece. But I don't think I'm going to find anything else in this mess. We might as well start packing our bags.
No way. It's time to start thinking outside the box.
What if we... what if we actually... Never mind.
I don't like that look.
I was just... thinking outside the box, like you said.
Jonah, what are you thinking?
Check out the subconscious chamber if you really want to know. I'll see you tomorrow for another riveting study session.
Fine. Sleep tight, Jonah.
What is that? And cut. All right, everyone. We got a quick resurfacing before next REM cycle, so take 5.
Oliver?
Oh, hey, Jonah. I thought you had the night off.
Yeah, I was just hitting the books with Miranda.
But that's not all you're hitting with that one.
Nah, man. She's way too severe for me. She's always getting on my case, especially since that dream bugged out last night.
Ugh, stage managers are the worst. No sense of theatrics. Well, hey, what do you think of the new Nightmares program? We got this guy from casting. He's a real freaky bastard, but at least he doesn't have to get into character.
I mean, he seems effective. I could hear Lily screaming from the hallway.
Yeah? Well, don't get jealous. I'm sure she's screaming plenty for you in fantasies.
It's not like that, man. She's actually super tame and, like, really sweet. It's kind of hard to see her like this now that I'm getting to know the other side of her.
Don't go getting a superiority complex on me now, bro. Fantasies are just as fucked up as nightmares. Remember that.
What do you mean?
Everyone's got their own agenda here. At least in nightmares, we wear it on our sleeve. You'll understand once you spend enough time with those fantasy phonies. There's a reason I choose to stay in this department, even though I've gotten the call up before.
Wait, you got promoted to fantasies? Why the hell wouldn't you take that?
It's not all it's chalked up to be. I learned that the hard way.
Are you serious? Why didn't you tell me?
It was a while ago. I don't want to talk about it.
But why would you want to produce nightmares? Don't you feel bad for scaring the kid?
Look, man, you know how the drug works, don't you?
I mean, yeah.
No, you don't. Sleep sound makes you zonk out, right?
Well, yeah, I knew that.
Okay, well, it throws you into the dream state, 5 minutes max. It gives us access to the subconscious, right? But it also wipes out the dreams. Kind of a nasty side effect, and honestly, a huge pain in the ass. Makes a whole lot of work on our end to put on these shows and help our clients sort out their personal drama.
What? What's the point, then?
Anyone who takes the damn thing essentially signs over their subconscious to the reverie. All we have to do is surreal theater to trick them into thinking that everything's normal. Small price to pay for all that power, don't you think?
I didn't know that.
That's because you're an actor, man. You don't know shit. Lily Bliss is just some girl who has nightmares, and would be having nightmares without sleep sound if she could fall asleep for long enough to have them. We're helping her by forcing these dreams out faster, so she can move on to the kumbaya bullshit you're indulging in now.
That's a pretty twisted way to look at it.
That's on your subconscious, then. I've got to get back to work.
Hey, Oliver?
What?
Do you mind if I borrow your car for a bit?
Oh, yeah, sure, man.
Yes!
Need a little late-night drive to clear the mind?
Yeah, something like that. Might need it for a while, if that's okay.
Well, lucky for you, I'm going to be on lockdown here this next week to nail down this string of nightmares. Take my spare key. Just make sure you bring back a full tank.
Yeah, you're the best.
Tell me something I don't know. All right, places, everyone. We're moving into the third cycle. I'll catch you later, eh?
Yeah, go easy on her, all right?
No promises.
Okay, got a car, got to pack a bag. Hey Siri, how far is Vancouver?
7 hours and 11 minutes driving.
Sweet, I'll get there before 9 a.m.
Going somewhere?
Shit! Fuck! What the hell, Miranda?
You literally could not have been more suspicious earlier. Where do you think you're going?
I'm, going to visit my folks in L.A. during my time off.
There is no way you got vacation time when you're supposed to be studying with me. And Jonah, I know you're not in contact with your family anymore. Sorry, not sorry. You're going to have to tell me the truth.
Did you seriously break into the subconscious chamber?
No, I listen when you say things. Now fess up, where are you going?
It's for research, I swear. I'm going to see Lily.
In Vancouver?
Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
Hey, I know it's a big move, but I don't see what else we're gonna find with our heads in the books. She's so new to this fantasy stuff. It's like we can only see half-truths. If I find her in real life, I could get to know who she is outside the dream state. That would give me a huge advantage for the next fantasy. And I guarantee I can come back with the kind of information you need to impress the writer's
room. Okay, no. I don't like this at all. What are you even going to do? Hang out by her school all day? That's super creepy.
Well, no. It's not going to be like that at all.
You're just going to a high school to study an 18-year-old. For a romantic fantasy.
I'll be more clever than that. I've got a whole car ride to think about it.
Jonah, you've hardly slept at all this week, and you are not thinking straight. This plan is crazy.
This plan is going to work, Miranda. We need it to work.
I don't like it. I would have to cover for you, and I don't want to get in more trouble than I'm already in.
Won't it be worse if we come up with nothing by the end of the week?
We might actually find something if you stay.
I don't think we will. I've seen what we're working with. But I'm not asking you to come with me or anything. You can stay here and keep on searching. If you find something, I'll come right back. But I'm going to see her. I need to know what's going on above the surface.
Fine. I hate it, but I get it. The paperwork is a mess, and you might have a better chance of coming up with something in person.
Thank you. I swear I won't fuck it up.
I don't believe that for a second. Just don't engage with her, okay? Don't talk to her or even make eye contact. I don't know what would happen if she saw you, but it might just melt her brain.
You think I'm that good looking?
I think you're going to get arrested the moment you step on school grounds.
Okay, shit, I'll be careful.
You better be. As long as I'm invested in the suicide mission, it better be a success.
Okay. So, I made it to Vancouver all right, but I stopped in Seattle because I was feeling snacky, so I missed the school bell. I know I promised I'd keep you posted, but I don't really want to hear your live reactions, so I hope you're okay with audio notes, Miranda. I do feel pretty weird hanging around a high school now that I'm here. It's only been a couple of years, but it feels different. Bigger, in a way. So I came up with an alibi on the way here. Thank you. I'll take the applause later. I'm just not sure how do I put this? I don't actually know what she looks like. I mean, I mostly know, like in general, but I think she thinks of herself differently in the dream state. So finding her might take a bit of work. But if I can get my hands on her class schedule, then I can definitely narrow it down. I might have to create a second identity for this mission. Time for a brainstorm.
Okay, who would they give her schedule to? Maybe an older brother? Or is that weird because we hook up in her dreams? Okay, scratch that. I'll be a college recruiter. From that school she applied to. Not much of an academic, but let's see. My name will be Daniel Silverstein. Eldest of eight kids, suave, sophisticated, PhD student. Ooh. Committed to helping young people reach their full potential. Yeah, that's airtight. Let's go.
Hello! Is this the office?
Uh-huh.
My name is Daniel Silverstein, college recruiter and aspiring PhD student in anthropology. I'd like to track down a certain student's schedule to quantify them for a full ride scholarship.
Oh, hello there. I'm Mrs. Lewis, but you can call me Rosemary.
Ah, pleasure to meet you, Rosemary. What a stunning shade of lipstick you have on.
How astute of you. It's called Ménage à Trois.
Ah, you don't say.
That's French for three-way.
Yeah, right. How sensual.
Oh, well, I'm glad you think so. Now what would bring a handsome man like you into my office?
I'm looking for Lily Bliss.
What's your business with her?
I'm a college recruiter. Daniel Silverstein from Capilano University.
Capilano?
That one. We'd like to offer Miss Bliss a scholarship, but we require proof of enrollment from her high school institution.
Oh, I can do that. Do you have your administrative ID?
Oh, shoot. I must have left it in my car. But my God, what a beautiful ring you have on. Is there a Mr. Lewis in the picture?
No, that you mention it. My husband loves this shade of lipstick as well. In fact, we've been looking for someone to share it with. Someone who can appreciate it with us.
Ah, okay. So we're just leading with that.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? Once I get the schedule, I can finish up my work for the day. And then we'll talk.
Sorry. I need to see some ID before I hand it over.
What if you gave me the schedule now, along with your phone number? Then I can text you a picture of my ID and we can keep the conversation going from there.
Well, it's not really protocol, but I guess we can mix it up a little bit. Just this once, since I can tell you're into that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. Mixed, or stirred, or shaken? You name it.
Oh, okay, babe. Here you go. Just keep it on the down low, alrighty?
You got it. Babe.
Text me.
I will. Not. I will not.
Okay, Miranda, I got Lily's schedule from the receptionist. And I may have also roped myself into a three-way, okay? No more questions about that. Looks like she's booked till three. Lily, I mean, not the receptionist. Not that you care. She's got AP English on here. And physics, too. Oh, and the school plays West Side Story. All right. She does musicals. I'm more of a classics guy myself, but nothing wrong with a little Romeo and Juliet rendition. Seems like we're off to a pretty good start, wouldn't you say, Miranda?
Okay, let me see. She's got a free period, and then theater production. So if I can just find the drama studio... Can I help you?
Yeah. You could try not standing in front of the office door.
Oh, right. Sorry about that.
Do you go here?
kind of. I'm a returning student.
Oh, so you...
Dropped out senior year. I had to finish up some credits online. Just came in to pick up my paperwork from, the office.
Is that your diploma there?
No, I've still got a few courses that need sorting out. So I might be around the next couple of days. Working on it.
Well, if you need any help, it looks like Mrs. Lewis left her phone number for you.
Right. She can sure come on a little strong.
She's harmless.
Yeah.
Just horny.
I got that.
Can't blame her, though. I'm sorry. I'm actually gonna see her now. On a roll. So...
Oh, yeah. I'll get out of your way. Aren't you going in?
Do I know you from somewhere?
I don't think so.
Right. Never mind then. It was nice to meet you.
Jonah.
Jonah.
Yeah.
Pleasure. I'm Lily. Lily Bliss. See you around, I guess?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
So, everything's good over here, Miranda. Really, really good. Everything's going according to plan. At least I know what she looks like. Fuck, Miranda's gonna kill me. So, I think I'm delusional after all. As long as I'm just waiting around, I think I'm gonna crash in the car and catch some Z's. I'll send another update when she's out of class. Peace out, Miranda.
Thanks, Mrs. Lewis. I guess have fun at the key party this weekend. Thanks for oversharing.
Lily. Hey.
Hey, Christopher. Shouldn't you be in class?
Mr. Hayes let me skip to work on my campaign speech. It's pretty intense for a sponsor, but I think I've got a better shot at president with him on my team.
Right. Sorry, I've just gotta...
Don't you have a free period?
Yeah, but I've really gotta get started on my physics homework. I'm pretty worried about the test tomorrow.
Oh, you'll do great. Where are you working? I'll come with you.
Come on, Chris. You're just gonna distract me. I've really gotta study for this one.
Okay. that's cool. We can just keep on not hanging out. But I kind of feel like you're avoiding me.
Stop making this into some big thing.
You first. Come on, I thought we were over the weird stuff.
I know. I'm sorry. I don't think we should've...
You don't think we should've?
I just mean I wasn't ready.
You said you were ready when we did it.
I thought I was, but now I feel kind of icky about it. I didn't mean to take it out on you.
Okay, that sucks. Next time we'll be better, I promise.
That's not what I still don't...
What? Like you never want to do it again?
I need a sec, okay?
Shit. Lily, are you alright?
Yes! No, I just need to be alone right now.
Okay, fine. Take your time.
I've got to get together. He's my best friend. He loves me. I've got to stop freaking out.
Well, okay, Miranda, a little situation going on here. Our girl Lily is right across from me in the field, but she's, I don't know, having a panic attack or something? She's really losing it. You don't think this is because of the nightmares, do you? Oh, I kind of want to go help her, but I know you'd freak out, so I guess I'll just watch her spiral into anxiety?
Oh, what am I doing?
What the?
Shit. Shit, did she see me? Oh, phew. Close call.
Okay, Miranda, with a little bit of sleep and some rational brain function, I'm starting to realize why maybe I shouldn't have come here. I'm going to try to find a hotel in the area and come up with a proper plan. I'll call you if I grow a few brain cells.
It's okay. Calm down.
Never guess who I was just talking to. What? Mm-hmm. No, why would I call your sister? Well, geez, babe, I didn't know it was her birthday. She's not my sister. Mm. No, I just met a college recruiter named Daniel Silverstein, and he... Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, very trim nails. Mm-hmm. No facial hair either. Mm-mm. Oh, well... Well, I don't know, do I? He very well could be with a name like that. But, oh, honey, he was so into me, you would have loved to see it. Yes, I gave him my number, so I'm sure we'll hear from him by this evening. Oh, of course I told him about you, hon, you're the main event. Oh, I definitely think you should warm up the jacuzzi. I'll be home by 5. Okay. Oh, okay, I gotta go. I'm meeting Tiffany for lunch. Kisses!
Hey, Lily, wait up.
Hey, Christopher.
Are you okay? I was so worried about you after you took off, and you weren't replying to my texts.
Yeah, I'm okay. Sorry I kind of freaked out. I hate it when that happens.
It's okay. You can't control those things. I just wish you'd talk to me.
Yeah, I've just been really distracted lately. I feel like I spent my entire theater block just staring into the void.
That bad, huh?
At least we're doing a tragedy. I practically fit right in.
Everyone probably thought you were related to that guy. In the play? The one who dies?
Everybody dies, Christopher.
Wow, way to fucking go there, Lily. You're right. Everyone dies eventually.
Hey, have you seen an older guy hanging around here?
What, like a creep?
No, like a normal guy. Just a little older than us. Dark curly hair, brown eyes.
No, I haven't. Is it important? Do you know him?
Not really. I just think I might.
Okay, that's cryptic. I was actually still hoping we could chat about the other night. I just wanted to make sure you felt okay and are, like, ready to talk about it.
Sure. What do you want to talk about?
Well... I'm sorry that the sex wasn't very good. I know we're both new at it, and I was kind of hoping to try it again, but I don't want you to feel like we have to just because we did it once.
Mm-hmm.
If you just want to go back to doing the easy stuff, that's fine too. I honestly just miss hanging out with you, like normal. And I can tell you're kind of going through it right now.
Right.
I just... Lily? Are you listening?
I'm listening. Can you excuse me for a sec?
Yeah, sure. I can bare my soul on your schedule. Don't even worry about it.
I don't want to get any closer. I thought they might be fighting, but it's so quiet. I don't know. It seems a little tense.
Hey, Jonah, what are you doing, man?
Yeah, of course, boss. I'll have the report ready for you by Friday.
What the hell? I could see the voice memo open on your phone.
Oh, busted.
Are you hiding back here?
What? No. I just needed a place to record some notes.
For
a show I'm working on.
Okay, power to you. I gotta tell you, though, you're looking a little shady there.
Right. Thanks for the heads up. I'll just head out then.
Wait up. What's the show you're working on?
It's a film. A high school drama. And a bit of a romance, in fact. I'm playing the lead.
Oh, well, congrats. What's up with the audio notes?
It's just easier for me to work this way.
The notes are for you, then.
Yeah. This is a big role for me, and I need to really become my character.
Oh, I get it. Is that why you're getting your diploma?
Yeah. I felt a little silly that my character gets to graduate when I never did. I was so close when I dropped out. I figured it shouldn't be too hard to get now. Plus, I thought it might help to visit a real high school, get the lay of the land, see what the kids are up to these days.
Come on, how much could have changed in the 6 months since you left?
I'm 21. I just wanted to get back in that teenage mindset so I can really channel my inner angst. Sorry if I scared you.
You don't scare me. And your total lack of facial hair will do wonders for high school authenticity.
Do you usually talk to strangers on campus? Or are you just trying a new thing here?
You seem really familiar to me. Have you been in any other films I'd recognize?
No. In fact, I should go.
I'm in theater too. I mostly do production, but I went to an improv camp last summer and thought that was pretty cool. I want to produce movies when I'm older, I think.
That's nice. Listen, it was good to meet you and all.
Maybe you could tell me about it? And I could, I don't know, fill you in on the high school experience over lunch.
Really?
If you'd be into something like that.
Well, the show I'm working on is pretty confidential. I don't know how much I'd be able to share.
That's okay. Really, we can talk about anything. I just need to be somewhere other than here right now.
And you'd be willing to help with my research?
Of course.
Well, that would actually be pretty helpful.
Amazing. Hey, Chris, I'll see you later, okay? Sorry, I've just really gotta go.
Fine. Take your time then.
Thank God. Get me out of here.
Dreamers was written and directed by Jillian Reynolds. Produced by Jillian Reynolds, Maya Radhakrishna, and Wong Lee Gibson. Sound design and mixing by Finner Nielsen, and music by Rasmus Rankenberg Madsen. In this episode, you heard the voice of Aiden Cottrow as Jonah, Bronwyn Reese as Lily, Ian Backstrom as Christopher, Monica Bagarich as Miranda, and Owen Francis as Oliver. This episode also featured Kirst Hogan, Lucas Amato, and Spencer Vesteriga. For more information about Dreamers, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Thanks for listening, and dream out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
One foot after another. That's all I can do. That's all any of us can do. I was remote ops in the war. Neural implants let me control trucks, drones, whatever you got. Now I'm back and all these government-issue prosthetics are falling apart.
What the hell are you doing in my barn?
I'm just looking for a little power, and then I'll be on my way.
That'll be Arlen Frey. He must have seen you on the drone feeds.
Who is he?
The meanest son of a bitch with a badge.
Broken Road. A dystopian audio drama coming Monday, July 25th, 2022 on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else you like to listen. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Broken Road Pod. Learn more at www.recursor.tv/ broken road.